Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Monday, the 25th, Holy Week. Praise God. And this is my trusty microphone for now. I'm getting other microphones here pretty straightway, so looking forward to that. Anyway, we're talking about seeking the Lord. And as we do it, I just want to remind you that you can contact us here at Tom and Sarah Ministries at Tom and Sarah at outlook.com. Tom and Sarah at outlook.com. It's the way to get a hold of me if you want to donate to the ministry, you want to donate to the school that I'm going to be going to. Tom and Sarah at outlook.com, and I'll get you all of those, all of the information there. Okay. So praise God. Welcome today. I'm excited. We have people blowing things outside. They're doing the leaf blowing. It's a beautiful sunny day in Reading. Saturday, I walked about 8 miles. And actually this weekend, I'll share this briefly. This weekend, I had asked the Lord a couple of times as I was walking to church. I walked to the healing rooms and I walked back, and I walked home that night. And Sunday I walked back from church twice. Walked back from church. Twice. So basically each time it was about to rain, especially on Saturday. And it had been raining, and I just said, Lord, I gotta walk. I'm asking you to stop the rain. Hold the rain back. And you know something? He did. I was like really super amazed. He held the rain until I got back, until I got down to Bethel. And then it poured rain while I was in the healing rooms. And then I walked back home, and it had stopped raining. I mean, it was drizzling a little bit, but I said, no, you're not allowed, and it would stop. And so on Saturday afternoon, I was walking home, and it was raining, and I just prayed, and God stopped the rain, held the rain back for the, at that time, it was 5.5 miles I had to walk. It was like, wow, it was crazy, and now God held the rain back. Yesterday, last night, I mean, it wasn't raining yesterday, and so I was able to walk home from church, and I was able to walk home from church on Sunday evening. So praise God. I mean, God held it all back, and I'm excited about that I get the ability to walk. And I'm sorry for the noise in the background. Like I said, they're blowing the leaves, and I can't really control them, but this is the best time for me to come on. I'm going to be going to the healing rooms, but the worship time. We're having prayer and worship, prayer in the morning and worship at night. And I want to be able to do that this week. And so I'm really excited about that, okay? So anyway, I want to go here to Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. We're talking about seeking the Lord. We've taken a little detour here from just going through the book, specific books of the Bible. And we're going here now. So I want to go into this this verse here. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. And we all know these verses, but I think it's good to review them. I do want you to understand that they're in the Bible, okay? So anyway, Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. Ask, and the gift is yours. Seek, and you'll discover. Knock, and the door will be open to you. This is from the Passion Translation. For every persistent one will get what he asks for. Every persistent seeker will discover what he longs for. And everyone who knocks persistently will one day find an open door. And I want to talk about this for a little bit. Again, I mentioned this before, and I'll say it again, that when it says ask, it means to keep asking. But they'll keep asking the same question. Okay? It says seek and you'll find. Don't just keep seeking in the same place. Don't keep knocking on the same door. If it's not open, go to the next door. I used to work door-to-door sales. I sold vacuum cleaners door-to-door, and I also sold bottled water door-to-door. This is when, you know, the big machines were coming out that were not in the office. They were in homes. And so I had this thing, and as it turned out, I remember knocking on a door. If nobody was home, I went to the next door. And if nobody was home, I went to the next door. And this is how you are continually knocking. All right? God is not man. You're not going to have to beg God. All right? That's not who God is. God is not a mean person that just wants you to act a certain he wants you to have character, but he doesn't want you to think that he is a nothing or that you are nothing. You are valuable to him. And sometimes he wants you to go after him, and it's in the mystery that you find him. And so he says, ask, all right? Well, keep asking, but ask the right question. All right, I love that. I love that phrase. I mean, I hear it a lot now in movies. It just says, ask the right question. Lawyers will never ask you a question that they don't know the answer to. All right, always know that. They always know the answer. So don't try to fool them and think that you can get away with something. They always know the answer. That's why sometimes in order to throw somebody a curveball that's been lying to you, you ask them a question. You ask them, and you keep asking, and you ask the right question. All right? People go in these tangents when you talk to them, and the thing is, keep on task. Keep on what the issue is. That's what I love about Ben Shapiro when he's debating, is that he stays on the issue. He stays with the item that they're debating about. Okay? And that's what you have to do. You have to ask the right questions. Seek, but if they're not in one place, you go to the next place. But you'll find them. Knock. Every persistent person will receive what he asks for. If you are persistent enough, you will receive what you're asking for. What are you asking for today? Jesus said that if you ask anything, if it's contained in his character, he will do it. James or Jacob says, whenever you ask, you don't receive because you're asking the wrong spirit. You're asking amiss, he says in one version. You're missing the mark when you're asking that question. God wants to answer you. But he doesn't want you to go into some place where he is not. He wants you to follow him where he is. That's what seeking is all about, is going to where Jesus is. I always tell people that are stressed out especially, well, where's the peace? Where do you feel peace? And I'm not talking about the little gushy feelings. I'm talking about, like last night at church, there was a heavy sense of God's peace. I felt his peace when I was walking home last night. I felt his peace when I lied down to go to sleep. Where is the peace? Go there. Luke chapter 11, verses 9 and 10. He says, So it is with your prayers. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you'll discover. Knock on heaven's door and it will open. It will one day open for you. Every persistent person will receive what he asks for. Every persistent seeker will discover what he needs. And everyone who knocks persistently will one day find an open door. And again, not the same door. You go to the next door. All right? And I hear this a lot, that that people will say to me, they'll say, well, if God shuts a door, he always opens a window. Well, it's possible. But I've always found that God's always opened doors. I'm going to share a testimony of a great woman that I admire immensely, and I have really desired in my heart to follow the Lord as she followed him. Her name is Catherine Kuhlman. She was such a deep seeker of Holy Spirit. She wanted him. She couldn't get enough of him. She desperately wanted more of God. She wanted to sense his. I remember in meetings, she would say things like, she was like, oh, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. I can do nothing without him. And that's true. You can do, Jesus said it. She sought after God. Yesterday, I was so overwhelmed with the presence of the Holy Spirit that I desperately wanted Holy Spirit. Now, I've been baptized in the Holy Spirit for many years, for 50 years now. But I always want more of Holy Spirit. I don't ever want to be satisfied. I went up to the altar yesterday and I asked a gentleman to impart to me more of Holy Spirit. I want Holy Spirit to inhabit me. I want to be such a integral, intertwined and twined with Holy Spirit, with the Father, with the Son, with the Holy Spirit. I want to be entwined with them so deeply that I'm thinking like they are, I'm acting like they are, and I'm speaking as they would speak. I don't want this other stuff. I don't want to play games. I'm tired of it. I've seen too much religiousness that goes after the games, and I'm not into that. I desperately want the Lord, and I'm going after him. And I remember, I just share this, that I remember just confessing that I desperately need God. I desperately need to be closer to him. I surrendered again yesterday. I told the Lord, I don't have anything to give you except me. And if you will use me, if you could use me to give people the opportunity to see you, then use me. To see people set free, then use me. In Luke chapter 12, if you flip the page, it says, as you passionately seek his kingdom above all else, he will supply your needs. So don't ever be afraid, dearest friends. Your loving Father joyously gives you his kingdom with all its promises. It is God's pleasure to give you the kingdom. As you passionately seek him, seek his kingdom. And in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, passionately seek primarily the kingdom of God. Go after God's kingdom. And that's not just talking about heaven, when one day we'll get there. It's talking about here on earth. Jesus' model prayer says, your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Passionately seek his kingdom. John 6:27, why would you strive for food that is perishable and not be passionate to seek the food of eternal life? Why would you, man, I'm hungry, I need a hamburger. Why would you seek diligently for that but not seek the one who gives you eternal life? As the Son, he says, I, the Son of Man, am ready to give you what matters most. For God the Father has destined me for this purpose. Jesus wants to give you what you need most. What is that? Eternal life. In Hebrews 11:6, again, without faith, it's impossible to please God. You want to please God? Have faith. Trust Him. Put all your trust in Him. And then he says, I love this. He says, for we come to God in faith, knowing that He is real and that He rewards the faith of those who passionately seek Him. Go after Him. Don't turn back. Don't turn to the right or to the left. Do not pass go and do not collect $200. Go right to Him. Seek Him. Go after Him. Run after Him. If your house is on fire, you're seeking for a way to douse the fire. Seek God. Seek Him. Go after Him. Run after Him. Don't stop. All the great men and women of faith did that. They sought after the Lord and they ran after Him and they didn't look back. Neither should you. God loves you. He cares about you and He wants you. Run to Him. Don't stop. Run to Him. Seek Him. Seek Him as a blind man would seek that little stick so he can walk around. I remember when I was in Latvia, I didn't have a translator, and I was trying to get some Pantene conditioner, Pantene shampoo. I didn't know the word. So I tried to pronounce the word Pantene in their language, Pantene, and they had no clue what I was talking about. They would have kiosks for different things. They would have a little kiosk, a small little store for their meat, a small little store for their dairy, small little store for flowers, small little store for dry goods. And there wasn't that much in there, but it was funny. You had to go from store to store. And so when I first got there, I didn't know where all the stuff was, so I had to go find it. And I had to seek for it. I had my family with me. I had to go get food. I had to get food that wasn't just smoked chicken. Although the smoked chicken was delicious. Seek Him and you will find Him. All right, that's where we're going to end today. And I'm sorry for the noise in the background. But I want you to understand that there is a power and an anointing of the Holy Spirit that God wants to pour into your heart more and more and more every day. But you have to be hungry for Him. You know, I remember my kids wouldn't want the green beans. They wouldn't want the peas. They didn't, but they sought after those bagel bites. And so it is with us every day. Well, I'm sorry. Again, I apologize for the background noise. So we're going to end it there. I'm going to be going to school this year in September. I'm trying to raise like, $6,000 to $7,000 so I can go on an overseas missions trip. I believe God wants me to do that. I'm going to school. If you want to donate any money, TomandSarah@Outlook.com, and I'll get you the links. Go to Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, Walmart.com, and you can get my books, and that'll help out. Like, comment, and share these videos on YouTube, my podcast, and also here on Facebook. Like, comment, and share these videos, and this way we get to be known. Instagram, if I can get on there. But anyway, God bless you guys. You have a great day, and enjoy this week. God's going to be doing things. And then, we'll see you tomorrow.